There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Live from the Golden Age. A time before pollution, global warming, the melting ice caps, and Pig Bin Josh's annual shit bath. We present A Wheezing Groaning Sound, the only Doctor Who podcast in existence. My name is John Rain, and joining me are two men never afraid to experience a Mike Yates grain. I had to change the joke because everyone's been making it. Paul Litchfield and Tom Neenan.
Hello.
So try, Ceratops, to keep your nerve, mates, Yates, as we venture underground to try and put a stop to the ultimate leave means leave. Who want to put the first massive cult in space? That's before Richard Branson got the idea. Yes, it's the T-Rexcellent conclusion of Invasion of the Dinosaurs.
Oh.
But before we delve deeply into the last chapters of this wonderful story, Paul, what was on television that day?
Let me tell you, by the way, guys, adore the show. Mm. It is Saturday the 9th of February.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, we're full on fucking Feb now.
Yes.
Love it. It's 1974. For part five, stories began.
Sorry, I don't want to interrupt. Heaven forfend. So is it almost 50 years?
Yeah.
We're near to this episode ending. That's very...
What was the date of this show?
9th of February, 1974.
So it would have finished on the 16th of February, which was only t'other day. So it's officially 50 years old.
T'other day.
Yeah, so it's 50 years old.
Well, I suppose we can work out what was playing.
Hmm. Well, I mean, when this podcast basically just becomes what was on TV 50 years ago on this date, which is it slowly will become, and people won't
complain. Which it will become,
Yeah.
No, we're fine. We've got shed loads of it still to go, don't you worry. And then we just do it all again. programs began at 9 a.m. BBC with Mary Munger and Midge, as we now know. Mm-hmm. But then you're thinking, well, it's going to be Josie and the Pussycats next, isn't it?
Or whatever.
No. Oh, no. It's time for Reportage.
Oh.
Keeping Languages Alive, a look at the French language.
We've had Reportage before, haven't we?
I think we have.
We have. And then, of course, it's back to our familiar the Russian alphabet. Last in the series. And that was your Russian alphabet. Now go and kill.
Zed.
That's why they put them on all the vans. In Russia, don't they? When they're trying to fight Ukrainian farmers.
Kilski Bilski. That's what they film
the Tarantino called. Film was called, yeah.
Tarantinoski. Ski yogurt ski. Ski ski, they'd call it, wouldn't they? Ski ski. Keith, you fancy ski ski. I was born in small town of Ski ski.
The best spinning image sketch, of course, is the Russian one, isn't it?
The McDonald's.
Spud you like.
I thought it was McDonald's.
I would like a baked potato.
Oh,
please.
Yeah.
I would also like a baked potato.
Sorry. Sold out. So remember that one.
And I think I've said before, when he pulls out the cereal, Russian guy pulls out all the cereal, and it's all plastic toys.
Yeah.
And then in the little packet is one...
cereal?
One cereal. Not a bloody crop failure again.
Such a good gag.
Yeah.
That's good.
Oh. That was Reportage. Sorry, that was the Russian alphabet.
Oh, yeah.
Then it was The Virginian.
Oh.
TV Western series.
Western, yeah.
Yeah. It says this in the write-up. Trampas... Really? That sounds like someone from Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Trampas is quite taken by an attractive girl who comes to Shiloh for a day.
Bloody hell!
What's a pretty thing like you doing in Shiloh?
Well, I do declare I'm a Shiloh lady.
That'd be some you would never seen such a pretty girl in Shiloh for more than 30 years.
She's probably like, oh, why don't you come back to my place and we'll have tea? And they get there and her brother's like a no good
cow wrestler.
Yeah.
And she'll have one of those little delicate umbrellas that, yeah. I'm just crossing the street, and if some gentleman would take me there, and then they'll be like,
probably the Hallmark.
I'm taking cross street, ma'am.
The Hallmark boys.
The Hallmark boys. Yeah. And the post-it note gang. Yeah.
Come with me, darling. I'll see you safe.
I'll see you to the other side of the street, ma'am. Careful, more than horse shit.
It's the Tipex kid.
Raise some history. No, I'm not going to go there. No. That was a Virginian. After that was grandson. Bloody grandson. From 12:30 to 5 past 5.
If someone did want to make a collage or montage, it is when it's audio, of every grandson, bloody grandson. I'd love that.
Would you walk around?
Yeah, I'd listen to
that. You could
use
it as a little tape to help you sleep.
Yeah, exactly.
Grandstand, bloody grandstand. could be like the shunting of a train. Grandstand, bloody grandstand.
And then at the end, you'd have someone, that's Gronstand.
John Fashanu.
Yeah, exactly. One of the greatest jokes ever.
John Fashanu. That was John Fashanu.
That was John Fashanu.
So after grandson, bloody grandson, news as per, and again, once again, for the third time, for the sixth time, it is 5:30, and it's Doctor Who.
Hey.
Fifth time. For Christ's sake. Me and numbers. Good. No. I have to take off my socks to count to 10. You don't want to know what I have to do to 11.
Is this the Stegosaurus again?
Get me Willy out. Episode 5. There is a write-up for you.
Yay.
Here we go. Sarah discovers that the spaceship passengers are all victims of deception, but not all are willing to believe her story. What a plot twist. It is so good.
Yeah.
Because even I kind of didn't see it coming. Mm. I knew something was coming, but didn't see that. And it's so well done, but we'll get to that. Mm. After that was Clunk Click with Jimmy Savile. Mm. And it does say anything can happen with Jimmy Savile.
I believe there's an episode of Clunk Click where the special guest is Gary Glitter. So.
Wow. Right.
And anything can happen.
Yeah.
It does also feature a song for Europe in 1974 with Olivia Newton-John.
Ooh.
So I don't know what she was singing.
I like Greece.
Greece is great. Greece is
the country,
nice.
The country.
Greece is a good film.
No, the country.
Oh. The country is a film. Something like that.
I've seen Acropolis.
Olivia Newton-John. She's let's get physical, isn't she?
Yeah. She's Australian. Mate.
She's Australian, mate. Ripper.
She's no longer with us, is she?
No, she died recently.
She's no longer with us. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. I did hear Newton John.
that's not bad.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I did that at her funeral. It didn't go down well.
No. And you were the first to speak.
I know.
Yeah, everyone was pissed off because it was their joke.
Tough crowd, am I right?
And of course, Xanadu, is that her?
Yeah.
I've never seen it. The film.
Bing, bing, bing. I've seen it.
Is it good?
No, but it's so. It's
but is it fun to watch because exactly. It's so shit? Yeah.
I've seen the Stately Pleasure Dome.
Beg your pardon.
That did decree.
That was my nickname at school. What?
In Xanadu did Kubla Khan the Stately Pleasure Dome decree.
Of course. Yes.
Kipling.
You would have been doing that before Vespers, wouldn't you, as a lad? Lovely stuff.
Kipling?
Tell you what, you don't get this high brow content on other Doctor Who podcasts. Oh, there aren't any.
No, there were.
You wouldn't get
instance,
this.
If Toby Haydock did a podcast, for instance,
he doesn't even know how to do them.
Shit,
he wouldn't. He would never talk about Shakespeare or anything.
No, never.
He'd just talk about fucking trousers or something.
Yeah,
trousers,
piss. Yeah. John Pertwee getting pissed on under a bed.
Obsession with John Pertwee getting urinated. Give it a rest, Toby.
He'd probably have some sort of thing about Bruce Forsyth being horrible.
Yeah,
exactly. He'd probably have a vial of that piss that he keeps on the shelf. Very rare merch. Actually, no, that's something you'd have to.
Yeah.
100% have that.
Yeah. I point it and go, you know that.
John Pertwee's piss.
Yeah. Well, they go. Oh, is it John Pertwee's piss? No, piss. That was on John Pertwee.
Piss was on John Pertwee.
Ringed out of his cape.
Yeah.
Just bits of human flesh in jars, and that's Tom's collection. Okay. See this? Yeah.
Leslie
you know when Tom lost a bit of his lip with the dog? Yeah. that's the bit of the lip.
That's that from sausage that with the dog tried to eat out of his mouth.
Yeah, that is the sausage.
In formaldehyde. Why is everything you've got in formaldehyde? Yeah.
Well, your bit of history is from Robots of Death, isn't it?
My bit of history is from Mind Warp.
Yeah,
Mind Warp.
A little hexagonal.
Yeah. Thing.
Haven't you got any more?
No.
Davros.
That's the question for the gang. If you could have one bit of trivia, not necessarily from Doctor Who, but not trivia, sorry, some sort of memorabilia from anything.
No, that's so easy. The TARDIS.
Just the TARDIS.
Why?
Because that's not part of the equation.
If you could have any.
Not the TARDIS, though.
Except the TARDIS.
Except the TARDIS.
I'll have the Master's TARDIS. Master's TARDIS interior. Mm. That lovely leather plush one.
Oh, yeah.
I'd have the Rani's one with the little dinosaur in the bowl.
Oh, would you? Yeah.
That was on sale, the dinosaur in the bowl, on eBay recently, yeah.
How much did it go for?
It was like £8,000 or something.
47 pence. They paid me.
Doubled on the estimate.
Imagine that on Homes of the Hammer. Not Homes of the Hammer, what they called.
But flog it.
Yeah.
47 pence.
47 pence. Thank you very much. I'll put that on.
I'll tell you what, I'd have the bloody Rani. That's what I'd have.
Yeah.
Am I right, lads?
Hey.
Oh, bloody hell. You'd
be making her Ovaltine now, wouldn't you?
She's dead now.
Mm. You shouldn't make Ovaltine for the dead.
I'll do a salt burn on her.
Making Ovaltine for the dead. That is a... That's a BBC One drama right
Sounds
there.
Sounds like Alan Bennett's new book.
Oh, I was making Ovaltine for the dead.
I was making Ovaltine for the dead. Some caster sugar fell onto me Philip Morris Warpin. It was Johnny Dankworth again next door doing the middle... Oh, shut up.
Cool, so
the reason why I'm doing it because I've actually written this shit. So
yeah.
There's only one person you'd want to unfreeze your cattle, isn't there? Thora Heard.
Hey!
Thora Heard. She was in Alan Bennett, wasn't she?
She was. She found a...
cracker under the
she
sofa.
She found John Pertwee under a sofa.
Robbie Coltrane under the sofa.
Oh, look, I found under the sofa.
I found a cracker under the sofa.
Oh, what's around back? It's Matt. Yeah, it's a conversation before we went on air.
Before we went on air, and she stayed
off air. Anyway, that was...
He is dead, so...
He's dead, you can say what you like.
Poor Mike Yates. Poor Mike Yates. Richard Franklin.
Yeah. We miss you, Richard Franklin.
Yeah.
We do.
See, that sounds ominous now. Yeah. That's a genuine...
That we were somehow involved. We were not involved in his death. Although we have discussed that we can sometimes put the death mark on people by talking about them.
Haven't there been two Doctor Who people that have died just this week?
So we had the guy who was the headmaster in Grange Hill as well, and the Pamela Salem. Beautiful, talented Pamela Salem.
Toos.
Tell you what, I wouldn't mind having a lot of Salem.
What?
Salem's lot.
You want a lot of it?
I'd have a lot of
it
Pamela Salem.
It was all horrible, Salem's lot.
Pamela Salem. Pamela... I'd have a lot.
What,
of
you'd like a parcel of her lamb?
Better honour is
her
there?
Lot.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Any other
and now
Doctor
over
podcast,
to the vicar to finish this off.
Any other Doctor Who podcast would do a lovely bit about how wonderful he was as an actor.
Yeah, yeah.
I would like to insinuate I'd like to have sex with her when she was alive.
Yes. Come on, guys.
Admire your honesty.
Come on, we're classy people.
Yeah.
No, she was a very attractive lady, a good actor. She
damned attractive lady.
Also in the unofficial Bond film, but it counts.
Yeah.
Moneypenny and Never Say Never Again.
Do you know what I love about Never Say Never Again?
What?
It's not much. Yeah. But I do think the opening sequence is just so funny.
It's awful.
It's so awful, but I love it. But I do like the 007 stencil that appears a million times.
And then you zoom into the...
It's so
do you,
much.
Do you guys like Bond? Do you watch Bond?
No, I've never seen any of them.
Okay. Yeah. I like the character Basildon Bond.
Russ Abbott.
And I like Basil Brush when he plays Bond.
I like Michael Bond, writer of Paddington.
Oh, wonderful.
Mm. Isn't he cancelled?
Is he?
Oh, no, he's dead.
He's life cancelled.
Paddington now is, of course, is our modern-day Grim Reaper, isn't he? He now escorts everyone.
I did
to their death.
I did a tweet where I'd photoshopped him taking Steve Wright into the and then I felt really bad and deleted it.
Someone did it with Captain Sir Tom's daughter with the pool all smashed up. Paddington stood there, and he's taking the remains to heaven.
Does that mean that
you
Captain
is with
Tom...
the angels?
Yeah.
Captain Tom gets the spar in heaven.
Yeah,
because it's been destroyed. So now the ghost of the spar goes up to heaven with Captain Tom.
There's a spar in heaven.
Of course, stand up. Oh, hello, Captain Tatar.
Hello.
Hello, boys. Oh. I listen to your show up in heaven. I'm not, I don't listen to it very often, of course, because before I died, my daughter babe, cut my own ears off for the Spastic Society.
You're not allowed to call it that anymore, Captain.
Scope
I
now.
I can say
scope.
What I like now. Sorry. Don't beat me.
Well, we'll check in with Captain Tom.
Do you reckon Captain Tom, blankety blank now, you can have a good blankety blank in heaven, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah
a lot
yeah.
of the greatest people in there are now.
They're all there. Away.
So he'd be on there because he was one of the classic.
Yeah, he'd be top right.
Yeah.
No. He was one of the contestants, wasn't he?
Yeah, I know, oh, but yeah. if he's now famous, so now he's a
he's
turn.
He's not going to have
yeah.
any repartee, though, is he, on blankety blank?
Is he still like that up there?
Are you talking about when he met Johnny Ball, when they duetted together?
Did they?
Yeah, because they did You'll Never Walk Alone. They'd released...
Oh, Michael Ball.
Michael
not
Ball.
Johnny Ball.
That's think of a number, climate change denying. Zoe Ball's father, Johnny Ball.
At my school, we'd see Johnny Ball do a little math lecture thing.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
you say sung, it ends with Captain Tom completely out of tune. Yeah. Going,
beautiful.
Beautiful.
If you listen carefully in the Dolby mix, you can hear him being hit with a stick.
Yeah. Him being beaten with a chair leg.
Oh, we shouldn't say this. People will be upset with us.
Who? We like him.
Who?
He's the nice
Toby
one.
Haydoke.
Will he be upset?
Because I slagged him off earlier.
Okay, fair. Well, yeah. That was clunk click.
I feel like we went to see this math thing with Johnny Ball.
Okay.
Right? And one of my friends went on stage.
A math thing.
Yeah, it was. He had like a math lecture.
Hey, do you want to go to a math thing?
It was the school organised it, and he does like little math tricks. You know, right. Do a thing where it adds up, and all the numbers add up to four or whatever.
You have to figure out where his digits gone.
Yeah.
Was he, you know, bend over and you see his hypotenuse? Did she show you? And now you can see my penis is an exact 90-degree angle.
Well, it did reveal all.
Yeah.
His show true. When I was a kid called Johnny.
Yeah.
The most tragic episode of that is when he went to the set of Superman 4 and was all excited.
Oh.
And the whole sequence he was watching being filmed got cut out of the film.
Oh.
Anyway, sorry.
Johnny Ball reveals all. Moon landings were fake.
He also had Ludo from... Labyrinth on.
Oh, did he?
Oh,
Sarah Flint.
Sarah.
Johnny Ball reveal all.
Pull my finger. Rock slide.
Oh, that'll have to be Bog of Eternal Stench in his bum hole.
Yeah.
Smell. Oh, we can all do a good Ludo.
Yeah.
It's good, isn't it?
Can you do the little Lord? What was he called?
Yeah. And so will I.
I can't.
Lucius.
That was very good.
That was very good.
Ah, ooh, ah.
Is his dog called Ambrosia?
Ambrosia.
Ambrosia.
Yeah.
Don't want to go that way.
Should you ever need us? Yes. Should you ever... No. Hargle.
Do you reckon they all came back in Labyrinth in her bedroom when she's getting on with her boyfriend? Sarah, you haven't been back for ages. Yeah. Go away.
Oh, vinegar strokes.
Guys are like, sorry, who are they?
Who are they? Why are they all watching? Why is it every time I come home with you?
Ludo's like pushing his bum up and down.
Ludo, help! Snaps his spine.
Like I can talk to mid-summer. The love eggs.
Oh, I saw my baby.
Yeah, like me.
Trying to have sexual intercourse with a boy.
You've got 13 hours to commit sodomy.
So I'm back, Sarah.
Yeah, and she can get her thing. She said down. And she tells herself and goes oral sex now. Oh, sorry, I've overthought that.
No one could blame you for walking away.
For you, tree.
Imagine if you're getting filleted
imagine
by
if you're
Jennifer Connelly.
Imagine.
And you look over and Hoggle's in the corner pissing. And looking at you.
It's an oubliette.
I can do an impression of him.
Oh, yeah.
Go on.
It's Hoggle.
Nice.
Hoggle.
It's Hoggle.
Yeah. Well, Hogwarts, or whatever he says.
You'll
say
be
Hogwarts,
in the bog of eternal stench forever.
Ha, 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 ha. Hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, that was quite
anyway.
Clear.
Yeah. So my friend.
So your friend.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Then
you went on a maths exercise.
And then
or whatever
he
you did.
He was getting off the stage. He fell down the stairs and started crying.
Do you know what it was worth writing for?
That's perfect.
Sorry, I missed the first bit because you were pissing yourself laughing. He goes on stage what? Because he won a maths competition.
Well, no, because Johnny Ball needed an assistant
to
hold a protractor or something.
So he comes galloping
yeah,
off.
Yeah. does it. He goes, and then he goes, and that it all equals 180 degrees. And everyone claps. He goes, thank you. And he goes, off you go, my friend. And it's stacked off the seat. And it's stuck right. Anyway, I just wanted to finish it, finish that thought, because we'll get letters.
Jeremy Lim tells a very similar story when he was at Oxford and they had a guest speaker for a night and it was Simon Sharma. He's like, Simon Sharma, and he bounded up, tripped on the steps and went, bam! Like, full on, from vertical to flat, bam! And they all went, shh. Got up and he was just like a dust outline of the floor. And then had to go and do a lecture. Oh, and everyone was like, oh, God. Apparently, Jeremy said he's really accident-prone. So everywhere he goes, he's always falling off things.
Is Sharma the one who got cancelled? Or is he the nice one?
No, that one is, what's he called? That awful fucking lunatic.
He's the one that Iron Man suggests they go to at the end of Avengers.
Yeah,
really?
Same Sharma.
No, he says Schwarma.
Anyway, for God's sake, that was clunk.
People who say we should skip the what was on TV.
Yeah, you fucking maniacs.
Maniacs.
Who else would you have heard about Labyrinth?
Yeah.
And where else are you going to hear about Scylla, who gives a shit? Yeah. But who are a special guest? It's only Mike and Bernie Winters.
Oh,
there's two of them.
Oh, hello, Michael. Hi, Bernie. Which one was you can die from?
Do you think Mike Winters... Bernie used some sort of potion that turned him into a dog?
Oh, you think he's
he
actually the dog?
Shorbits.
Yeah.
He went to
a witch doctor.
Or an old gypsy lady on a common and went, can you turn my brother into a fucking dog? I hate him. So every time you see Schnorbitz, you can see the screaming soul of Mike inside
it's like
the dog.
If you do a close up, it's like a David Lynch
thing.
Do you
know who this is,
by the way? No!
That's the one. Tom's just, what the fuck are they talking about? Mike and Bernie Winters. Okay.
So it's the one I don't have any context with. Everyone else, I've seen clips, I've seen stuff, but they're the ones who I've got no. Schnorbitz was a real dog.
Schnorbitz was a real dog.
Huge St. Bernard.
Yeah.
And it was
not an act.
It was Mike's act that he'd have a dog.
No, but you see, now you see you're wrong. It's the 70s. That's an act. In the sense of you just go on stage and go, that's an act.
He'd come on and go, here's my dog.
You've done a big shit, have you? See you next week.
Apparently, that's how he died.
What, for big shit?
Apparently, Schnorbitz died doing a shit on stage. That's what I heard. He lived on after.
So the
Bernie dog
just did a massive poo and they just died.
I think so. Yeah. Please write in if that's Ben Thomas will know. Ben Thomas was probably there.
Yeah, that's
he's
true.
Probably got like a great anecdote about his door being painted on the way home.
Oh dear.
Anyway,
after sitting with Mike and Bernie, it was a man called Ironside. Thank you. With special guest star, Loretta Swit.
Oh, my
Hot
God.
Hot Lips Houlihan.
Hot Lips herself.
Hot Lips Houlihan for MASH.
Oh.
That would have been good.
Yeah.
Then it was Match of the Bloody Day. You've had Grandstand, Bloody Grandstand on all day, and now you've got fucking Match of the Day on.
Who would be hosting Match of the Day at this point? What do you
Ooh.
Mean?
Oh,
Jimmy Hill, I think.
Oh, 74.
No, I think it's true. I don't know. That wasn't.
Done it you again. Got owned.
That wasn't deliberate. That was.
I don't know. Frank Boff? Probably not Frank Boff.
Oh, I don't know.
In the '80s, it would have been.
The '80s, it was Des Lynam.
Match of the Day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is Des Lynam still knocking around?
Says Des. Yeah.
No, I don't think so. He's dead.
UKIP, isn't he?
Is he UKIP?
Or is he? Is he gone UKIP?
Oh.
Or he was. For a while, his Wikipedia page was a picture of him washing his own car.
Oh. And we know, of course, he had a mild flirtation with one of the Bongos.
Yeah. You said about this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did what?
I can't. That can't be true, though.
It's true.
It can't be. Des Lynam.
It's in my mind.
It's true. I can't remember Des Lynam having it off with anybody.
Des Lynam had it off with Bongo.
He was a bit of a sex symbol in the 90s, though, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Look at him.
Yeah. Silver Fox.
I mean, we've mentioned fuck machines.
Oh, yeah.
That's a fuck.
Lynam.
Says Des.
That tash is more of a docking mechanism.
Let's move on. BBC Two. Programmes began at 7:40 in the morning with Open University. No course information.
Oh.
I'm so sorry. Jesus.
It's like when you go to hunt a hare and no one gives you any information about it.
No one gives you any information about it.
Sorry, there's no course information.
Oh, I see.
It's like when I wanted to write a biography about the Irish family singing group, and they went, "Sorry, there's
no cause information." Jim would say that. He'd say it's a conspiracy.
Yeah, he would.
After Open University, no course information. Fucking closed down, of course.
Right, of course.
At 1:05. Cranks back up again at 3 p.m. for Saturday cinema.
Ooh.
The Treasure of Monte Cristo.
Hey.
Three treasure seekers, each with one part of a map.
One of them's Eric Idle. The Treasure of Monty Python.
Oh, how to shit all over a legacy that's going on at the moment, isn't it? Absolutely horrible.
Look, he's having a tough time.
Yeah, he had to sell his, what, £7.5 million house?
Yeah.
So he's got £7.5
million. Yeah.
Yeah. But Python should be making millions.
Python should be making
should
millions.
Be making millions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Well, shame.
Has anyone seen the Fawlty Towers play? That's
I've seen the poster of it, but for some reason, Basil is a very handsome man.
Basil looks like goddamn Henry Cavill.
Yes, yeah. He's probably been ripped as well. Stibble, look at my fucking muscles.
It's probably like, it looks like Cleese has cast it, doesn't
it?
He does. He's just got this 8 foot tall goddess.
And goes, oh, I'm such a fucking bitch.
I was once Manuel for a mobile phone advert in Poland.
Really?
Where they built the Fawlty Towers set.
What?
It was quite incredible how
you
they did
Man-
it.
Oh, you'd be a good Manuel.
I was Manuel, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you do
the play?
Manuel.
So why aren't you in this new play?
Oh, it's too good for me.
Fair enough.
The advert before I did, we did Star Trek. They made the Bridge of the Enterprise. It's like literally a kid in a candy store. Then,
and you were Manuel in that.
I did a campaign ad. I was Manuel. It was weird. What's the one? Prison Break. And I had to go into a body cast and have huge muscles. And I had mobile phone towers all over me because it was from a mobile phone. But it was like campaign ads. So I kept going back to Poland. And they just literally look at VHS things and go, build that. So when we did the Fawlty thing, it was the reception leading into the dining room.
Wow.
I was like, oh, holy shit, the moose was on the wall and
whoa.
Everything. Anyway, I digress. That was good fun, that. Regular work. It was a nice one. A Man Called Ironside with a Red Sweat. Sorry, no, we passed that. Treasure Seekers.
Yeah,
Treasure Seekers. That's what happened. We talked about Idol. There are three Treasure Seekers, each with a part of a map. They meet a fourth Treasure Seeker looking for the buried treasure. I presume he's also got part of the map. Or unless the three parts of the map are the entirety of the map. I don't know.
It's probably Neil Innes. Python.
After Saturday Cinema was The Very Idea.
Oh.
This week, how would you reduce crime in the street? Solving the problem, Professor Heinz Wolf.
Oh.
Heinz Wolf's solution is going to be very odd, isn't it? Well, what I'm going to do is build a laser that blows off their bollocks.
He'd get Wilf Lund to build a machine.
Wilf Lund would build a giant chicken that like lays jails.
I think if you're... if your name's Heinz, you should be sort of banned from anywhere near the word solution, personally. Yeah.
The great egress.
Yeah.
He should have 69 varieties of plans.
Nice.
Oh, very good.
And when he can't get the last plan out, you have to turn him around and smack him on
the bomb. Can't get the last idea out. Yeah. You have to tip him upside down.
Oh,
thank you.
harsher prison sentences for vandalism.
Oh, dear. Heinz, sorry, the idea of tipping him upside down and tapping his bum so he's laughing makes me very happy.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, John.
You're welcome.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Then it was The Gondoliers, comic opera by Gilbert and Sullivan.
Oh.
It says this, gay, witty and preposterous.
Mm. Oh, I was at a wedding once.
Good Lord.
And thank you. And I was sat next to someone and they said, what do you do? And
oh, I thought you were going to say you're at a wedding and the vicar was there. Do you take him and he takes you and then you're bloody married now. And she's an ugly cow. They're going to Venice Beach. He's going to get a little reach and then they're going to come home and she's in the family way. Or something like that.
That's Gerald Wiley's just
yeah.
And nobody knew.
A pair of jugs. Oh,
yes, exactly. The gondoliers were rowing down your way. Certainly Bit says he's gay. The one with the big... pivoting around in Rome. Do I recognise that one? The one with the big old dome.
There you go.
Sorry, you're at a wedding.
It's a wedding.
Keep going, son.
To show out of place I was, they said, what do you do?
You were naked.
I'm involved in comedy. And they went, you know what comedians I love?
Oh, God, no.
And usually, it's your classics.
Yeah.
And I was like, ready for anyone. I was ready for anyone. Yeah. Roy Chubby Brown, whatever.
Who do you want?
Who I love. They went, Gilbert and Sullivan. So, well, this is going to be a long old evening.
They haven't released anything in years.
Very lazy.
I went to a works do at one of their houses.
Oh.
It's called Grimsdyke.
Really?
Near Harrow.
Works do in one of their houses?
Yeah. They'd hired out a big function room there.
Good Lord.
So it's a massive house.
Huge, yeah.
Oh, for that shit.
Well, they paint like, we're having a gangbang. And you're like, switch that off. We're in either Gilbert or Sullivan's house.
Yeah, one of the two.
One of the two. And we can't have that echoing around the halls.
Then it doesn't matter that they're shit, because you can just do things that nobody will...
It's really hard to do, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, I think you're a twit.
Oh, welcome to a greeting ceremony, me and John and Paul and Phil. Even though I've made some people up because I've taken pills, we're going to really talk a lot about episode of 5 and 6, and then we're going to go home and have a bit of Weetabix. It's really hard to do.
Who's Phil?
I don't know, but it just had to come out.
Yeah.
Phil. Well, we often do Phil.
So,
when doing correspondence.
What people don't know is there's four of us that do this, but yeah. Phil's never. Phil is yet to speak.
Yeah. He's the extra young one that everyone.
Yeah.
About.
He's yet to speak.
Yeah. I don't like Gilbert and Sullivan.
You don't?
Oh, really?
I don't think it's very good.
Not funny.
I think operetta.
Is that you being Stuart Lee or are you being.
Oh, I don't know. Actually, the best alternative comedian in the last 20 years, or the last 100 years, is Gilbert and Sullivan. That's my.
Well,
who's
that one he always talks about?
Who's that?
He always talks about.
Oh, I saw him.
Ted
Chippington.
Ted Chippington.
Yeah.
He's the best comedian that's ever lived.
Best comedian that's ever lived. You can tell he's good because when he does stuff, no one laughs.
No one laughs.
That's why he's so good.
I was going to say, you're going to love fucking Russell Howard.
Whoa!
Shots fired.
Gloves
you
are off.
You heard it here, folks. You heard it here.
No, John May took the gloves off and he's having a go at Russell Howard. I am not, because I am a total, really. Person coward.
He's done it again.
Person coward.
I'm a total person coward. Scansion is hard. That's the bit that gets you.
I'm a total person coward.
Fucking coward. But they wouldn't say fucking, would they?
No. They would never say fucking.
No.
We never say the word fuck. We don't replace it with some luck, and then we go home and then we stick a little hockey puck. I don't know where they stick it, but they do.
No.
Yeah, it's a really good exercise in thinking fast and do it. It's really hard to do it.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
I should say, I've got nothing against Russell Howard. It was just the first name.
Yeah, it just came.
I tell you what I do that's a slower version of that.
Oh, go on.
Is I watch a show I love, Slow Horses, which is brilliant.
Yeah.
But you can have if you choose a word to start it with when Mick Jagger's singing, because he sings, surrounded by losers, misfits and boozers. And it's fun to sort of do, surrounded by chicken, their finger licking.
Oh, that's nice.
You try and make the whole thing make sense.
I've not seen it because it's on Apple and I can't afford it. But I've heard nothing but good things. But I'd like to join in with that.
Yeah, that's a fun one.
I like to do when I sit at home, when the BBC News thing comes on, with the dum, I go, news, 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 now. every time.
You know where I thought that was going? You're going, news, Barney, McGrews.
Kibble, Tabs, news. I might incorporate that.
Yeah.
When I was a little kid, I had a record that was TV themes.
Yeah.
And I used to put the Sweeney on
when
my mum and dad and brother were in the room.
Yeah.
Right.
The theme for Sweeney.
And you'd sing.
Yeah.
The Sweeney, the Sweeney. How many times have I got to tell you? All my lyrics to the Sweeney.
That's so good.
That's lovely. I sometimes sing Tony Macaroni, Tony Macaroni, and it really annoys me.
Right.
But I can't help it.
Good. Yeah. Anyway, what's next?
If we didn't do what was on TV this day every day for these, you wouldn't have any of this.
You wouldn't get a little insight. Yeah. I sometimes sing, and if you really want to misbehave, put your knob in a grave, which has now happened.
from Saltburn.
But I was singing that way before Saltburn.
Tell you what, you probably would get Saltburn if you put your knob in a grave.
Yeah, Salt Peter.
Well, I put my knob in a grave.
They say one knob in the grave. They say I've got one knob in the grave.
I'll drink a bath that's full of the knobs. I'm very common, you know. I'm pretending to be posh for the show.
But I'm wanking, fucking, shagging his grave. The funeral behind me says I should behave.
But I tell you what, my favourite prop from a film is the glaive.
I was going to say, I haven't got a rod, but this is technically a stave.
One knob in the grave.
Little knob that carries. Anyway, sorry, where were we? Anyway, that was the gondoliers.
Hold up. Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
After that was the Palaces, of course, part four now. Alice and George become engaged yet again. Mm. I love it, yet again.
They should just get off the phone.
Yeah. After that, we always get giddy on our third one. After that was Yesterday's Witness at 20 to 10.
How long have we been recording, by the way?
7 hours.
33 minutes.
Shit.
Yeah.
Sorry, we've still got 50
yeah,
minutes.
We got ages. Yesterday's Witness, and it just says this. Country dancing, cider, and pretty girls in bonnets.
Lovely stuff.
Two young artists create murals.
Mural's wedding.
You're Mural's terrible, wedding. Muriel.
That's a terrible mural.
You're terrible. That's a terrible mural, Muriel. And that was your television delights on BBC One and BBC Two.
But.
Why? Would you want to watch any of that when you could be watching part five of the invasion of the dinosaurs?
Oh.
Because the Doctor has been accused of making monsters and arrested.
Whoa.
He didn't do it.
I didn't do it. If they give him a pair of dinosaur gloves to put on and they don't fit.
Dinosaur oven gloves.
Yeah. If the gloves don't fit, he didn't make the buttons.
Brigadier goes, arrest that man.
Yeah, arrest that man.
Arrest that man.
He's not a man, is he?
He's a Time Lord.
Time Lord.
Time Lord. Arrest that vague man.
Yeah. He might be a woman later.
He might be a woman now.
Yeah.
Two hearts living in Doctor Who. on a spaceship, Sarah Jane's hungry and tired and has got a headache.
Yeah.
She's warned by the elders because they're not happy with all their disruption and they may kill her. So she runs away.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, General Finch demands that the Doctor's locked up.
Yeah.
And Yates basically reveals at that point that he's part of it all by ordering Benton to lock him up.
And when the Doctor finds out, his look is like, why?
Yates.
Because he calls him in episode one, Mike.
Yeah. Mike. Yeah.
That's right, Mike.
That's right, Mike.
And then he calls him Yates. Right, Mike. And then he calls him Wine Lodge. At the end, doesn't he?
Wine Lodge. Oh, dear. Strangely satisfying.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Honestly.
Honestly.
I do find our third episode a giddy one.
We're very giddy,
we get
aren't
giddy.
We?
I feel really excited and giddy.
Yeah, we're giddy, don't we?
Yeah. So the Doctor's been given to Benton to be locked up, and Benton goes, well, I suppose you better knock me out.
Oh, I love it. Benton's like, go on, off you go.
Yeah.
Go and solve this.
So he gives him the death grip.
Yeah.
Gives him his Venusian.
He kills it.
Snaps his head off. Yeah. Oh, dear, I believe I went too far.
His eyes go milky white.
His eyes go milky white. He collapses. The Doctor has to behead him and put the head in the TARDIS.
And just boots it in.
As if that's an old good alternative, just leaves him beheaded on the floor.
Why did you do that? I panicked.
I don't know. I panicked. His eyes go milky white.
Oh dear.
Well, he touches him, it's like scanners.
I always thought that, you know, like when someone's like, don't go, hey, I'll go and do this dangerous thing, and someone's like, no, I'll do this. They're like, don't do that, I'll do it. And then someone has to like knock them out. It's like the valiant thing to do, and I'm going to do it. But if someone well overdoes it, and that person's like, they're blind for the rest of their life.
Imagine if they came back in to check on the Doctor and he was soaring off. Benton's head. Wow. And like, well, finding out that you didn't do that, but now I think maybe you...
I'm just coming in to go, you know what, Doctor, I'm on your side.
Don't just stand there, Brigadier. Hold his legs while I cut his head off. I'm going to put it in the TARDIS.
That's on top of the console.
And what about the body?
Just leave the body. Yeah. No one will know. But he's got no head, Doctor. Why is that trail of blood leading into your TARDIS? Why is he on the central console, just his head with milky white eyes? See here, Doctor.
Come on.
Oh, Jesus.
Anyway, the minister's happy.
Yes.
And goes to see Whittaker and tell him the doctor is all sorted. He's all, yeah. He's been yeah. blamed and locked up. So Whittaker yeah. shows off his work with a broken cup.
Oh.
Smash.
Amazing, isn't it?
Very, very impressive.
If he could turn back time, if he can find a way.
Finch
with Martin Jarvis going, ta-da.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah. yeah. Meanwhile, Finch comes back. Doctor's gone.
Yeah.
He's not happy. And he tells Benton, well, you'll be court-martialed for this.
Yes.
Yeah. yeah. So, quite right.
Yeah.
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 Quite right.
Sarah Jane on the spaceship, though.
Oh.
She's now totally figured out they're not in space.
Yeah.
and she's still on Earth. And she tells Mark. And then she sneaks out through
this
the airlock.
This is amazing. She goes, watch this. And he's like, you'll die. She's like, nope.
Nope.
And she goes out through the airlock.
God love her.
And then
she's so cool in this, SJ.
She does some snooping.
She does. Well, also, because now you actually... This is only when you actually find out that
yeah.
all these passages are just
door.
Are just next door.
Yeah.
Are just underneath the scientists underground. And yeah. they've been like that for 3 months.
Yeah. That's fucking stinking.
But hang on.
Sticks
just
it
think
in.
About that for a bit. Sticks it in. What a fucking... That's a great fucking mad plot.
Well, that is, it's the same as, what's it, Enemy of the World? Where,
yes.
Where the yeah. evil Troughton has yeah. them all, and he's like...
Salamander.
Salamander. Yes, you can't right. go up to the surface, because it's yeah. all, everything's messed up.
Yeah, because yeah. he's having margaritas.
Yeah.
Bracketan.
So... Oh, yeah, of course. The faction of the dinosaurs, where the dinosaurs are extinct, and the extinction is a dino. Just reverse it. It's yeah. what he does.
Stegosaurus yeah. is like the pterodactyls, and the pterodactyls aren't so yeah. keen on the T-Rex.
Well, the stegosaurus can fly, and the pterodactyl would rather walk. Margarita Bracketan!
On the information superhighway.
Information superhighway.
Anyway, so Sarah Jane spies on Whittaker
yeah.
and Martin Jarvis.
Yeah.
All the best.
And then she sneaks back into the minister's office.
Yeah. yeah.
So the Doctor is out and about being chased by UNIT now because he's mm-hmm. a wanted man.
He is.
He's being chased not only by Land Rovers, now we get helicopters.
Yeah.
Helicopters.
Now it's like the demons all over again.
That was fun,
and
isn't it?
And Pertwee in his element.
Loves
in
it.
In Wimbledon Common.
Yeah, mm. just smiling his tits off as he's just yeah. driving around.
It'd be good if he was hiding in this bush and like little Orinoco.
and had a piss on him. Oh,
oh
no,
again.
It's the same as the other episode.
Bernard Cribbins could be in it because he's been in Doctor Who before.
Yeah.
yeah.
And in the future.
That's
oh,
true.
That'd be so that nice.
So what are you doing? To keep the noise down. Orinoco's like, hey, he's in here. And the Doctor has to strangle him. to
death. Yeah. Another that's sawing easy,
that
moment.
One. That's just a pair of hedge clippers, isn't it? That one.
Yeah, yeah, that's easy.
Yeah. yeah, yeah.
I reckon you could do that with a good kick.
Just the point is the sonic like a laser. And
cut to the TARDIS.
Comes
Benton's
out.
Head and Orinoco's.
And then Uncle Belgera carries his dead body into the other one.
Silently to the other
hey.
Wombles.
They have to use it though, don't
like,
they?
Oh. They have to make use of it.
Yeah.
yeah, they do have to make use of it. Yeah. They turn him into a chair.
Yeah.
Make soup out of his head.
Make soup out of his bones. Yeah. Turn him into a chair at a buffet.
Yeah, we're not allowed to call that.
A poof.
No.
Sorry.
So, yeah, the Doctor's hiding in Wimbledon Common.
Yeah.
To make use of it.
Because if you've left it behind, they have to make use of it. There you go.
That's... well, yeah, so our uncle, great-uncle Orinoco's dead. Well, as you know, we have to make use of him. What do you suggest? I'm just going to give him a good Christian burial. Yeah. No, we will make use of him.
All the Wombles balloons.
Give me his fingers. All his fingers on the wall, they're hanging their coats on it, using his cock as a bottle opener.
Do Wombles have cocks?
Of course they do.
Yeah.
Huge great ones. Fuzzy felt cocks. Triangular as well. Like a cat's winkle. Must make good use of it.
It's what he would have wanted.
Yeah.
He
would have wanted. Madame Chalet's immediately eyes light up. She's like, fucking tell you what, we're eating well tonight.
Get Stew out of that.
Yeah. It's like Ted Bundy.
Oh, gee.
Oh, God.
We'll see in his head, cheese. Sorry.
We get another John Pertwee doing a voice.
Oh,
oh yeah.
Yes,
he gets
another
to the
one.
Land Rover, and they're like, have you found him yet? And he goes, oh, yeah, we found him. Might as well call everybody off and go
yeah.
home.
What
also,
a coup.
Give the transfer £1 million to the doctor's account.
Right, will do.
Also, don't look in the TARDIS. you might find Benton's head. It's not in there.
Also, I'm looking at Benton right now, and he's chopping yeah. his own head off. So that's if you find that later, that's what happened there.
Also, well, I've got you here. I've got an idea. I'll be bringing in an helicopter next week of my own design, and that's been in it as well. Oh, shit.
Please be aware, everybody, the missing Womble.
Oh, Womble's head has been found on Wimbledon Common.
some reason someone's written not a womble on the forehead.
Not a dead womble. We don't know what that means.
Obviously nothing to do with what we're looking for. Moved on.
It's like a lovely episode of Top Gear now, isn't it?
Yeah, he goes off in his Land Rover. Sarah Jane arrives back at unit to find the Doctor is being hunted for creating the monsters.
Ridiculous. She's like, ridiculous, he's the Doctor.
Yeah.
So she writes a letter for him.
Yeah.
To find later. It's like the end of Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Finch arrives and Sarah Jane tells, she goes, I know everything that's going on. This is what's happening.
He's like, do you?
Oh, do you? And have you told anybody else? No. Well, let's go and see the Minister together.
Mm-hmm.
And he takes her to the same place.
Pulls
she got
a gun on her.
Last time.
Pulls a gun on her.
Pulls a gun on her and she says, I really do choose my friends, don't I?
So lovely the way she says it.
Mm. So the Minister reveals that he plans to turn the Earth back to an earlier, purer age.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone on the Earth outside of this force field will vanish.
Yeah. Mm.
Cease to exist.
Yes.
So he releases more dinosaurs. And a T-Rex appears right in front of the Doctor's car.
Whoa!
Wow! It's
Mark Bolan.
No, that'd be a little, maybe a velociraptor on a bike that hits a tree. What a mad idea. So scientists go, let's clear out London by bringing dinosaurs back from time so then we can then create our own new world order of a pristine world, but there is no place to go, so we're going to revert the Earth back to its wonderful time and then deposit our new people there.
But it works so well
whilst killing everyone else.
It works so well with the plan of the people in the spaceship because they will emerge and they're like, well, it'll be weird. I don't know how they're going to sell that because they're going to come out and go, oh, we're in a tube station.
Did you bring the London? It's the ship, the London Underground. Is it?
Yeah. It's the HMS. Do you think Winter could have appeared on the Minister and go, all right, I'll fess up.
Everyone sit down, we got something to tell you.
Richard Bacon did that, where they told people they're going to Mars.
Oh, yeah. No, it was Johnny Vaughan.
Is it Johnny Vaughan?
Yeah, yeah. And it was a reality show where they thought they were going to space.
Yeah.
I remember that.
It was just a car park.
Yeah. Brutal.
Jesus.
So the Doctor runs away because luckily a Brachiosaurus or Diplodocus turns up, whatever it is, and fights the T-Rex.
Yeah, Bracky.
Was that your voice?
That was my Jackie Stallone when she enters the big brother house. And then she goes, oh my God, Jackie. And then she goes, yeah, Bracky.
So Finch is about to capture the Doctor.
Yeah.
But the Brigadier, because the Doctor's on the run, Finch turns up in his Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no. But then behind him, the Brig turns up in his Jeep.
Yeah.
And he says, he's my prisoner.
This is a nice bit of dick waving now betwixt the Brig and Finch.
And he says, no, I'll take him. He says, no, he's my prisoner. He's part of
unit's,
my team.
Unit's jurisdiction.
And he says, well, very well, but you have to place him under close arrest. So the Brig and the Doctor go back to unit to find out that Finch has ordered that all troops in London have to be evacuated. Because we're nearing the end game of this plan.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Doctor then reveals to the Brig that Yates is involved.
Yeah.
Brutal. Then he finds Sarah Jane's note.
Yeah.
So then Yates appears holding a gun because they're about to phone Switzerland.
Geneva. Yeah.
He explains the Minister's plan that they're going to roll back time to make the Earth a cleaner place, a golden age. The Doctor says, don't you think it would be easier to take the world we have and make it better?
Make it good, Mike. Come on, Mike. Think about this.
Come on, Mike.
Come on, Mike. Think about this.
No. And then so the Doctor thumps. No, Benson thumps it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's so good.
So Sarah Jane then, because she's been locked up in a little jail cell, she goes in the air duct.
Mm-hmm.
She does.
And gets back into the spaceship with the weird cult people. And she tells Mark about what's going to really happen.
Mm. You've been lied to.
Oh. Which, just being there, should be evidence.
Yeah.
It shouldn't need to tell him anything. Just like, he sees Regan. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'd have pranked him by turning up as a skeleton. It's like, we were in space. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, I messed up.
Now I'm dead.
She's going to come back from the TARDIS with, like, in Cyberman gear or something.
Yeah. It's true.
Oh, true.
So, where am I? Yep, so she goes back in spaceship. She tells about her plan. She tries to tell all the cult members.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one goes, well, I sold my house.
Really cheap as well.
Yeah.
£4.
£4. Kensington.
Yeah.
Fucking Mike Yates is living in it. No, bloody Jarvis is, isn't he?
Yeah.
Jarvis, that. Well, I got that for a song. All the best.
All the soap I could eat. That'll come in handy in 40 years.
Yeah.
All that
when
can
I work with Tom Neenan.
There you go.
But they won't listen, and they want her to be. They want to lock her up.
They're not having it. No.
Her and Mark get locked up.
Yeah.
Because Mark's like, well, I'll prove it. I'll go out the air duct.
And they're like, don't be stupid. You'll die.
So then Adam, who's the leader.
Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Adam and Edith.
Yep. Hey, God made Adam and Edith.
Yeah.
Stupid woman.
Yeah, made man and stupid woman.
You stupid woman. Can you not see I was...
Stupid woman, not man and stupid man.
I was just consoling Sarah Jane because she saw a triceratops.
So then Adam begins to also doubt. But he tries the radio, which earlier on Sarah Jane had a go and nothing happened on it.
Yeah.
And he gets the minister. Mm. Yeah. They're like, look, Minister, Martin Jarvis says they're
peasants are revolting.
Doubt.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. And the minister goes, oh, I'll have to get changed.
I love that. You just go, oh, Christ, I'll have to get changed.
So he turns up in an elaborate spacesuit.
Yeah. It's so cool. He gets
through
all this.
So funny.
He should have just sent any old fucking lackey, but no, he'll do it himself. Yeah. Yeah. And he comes into some slow motion airlock. Like, God, just come over from the mothership. He's about to do stand-up. Yeah. And just come back from the mothership.
Yeah. Tell you what about space? What's all that about?
Tell you what, no one... something about dying in space.
When aliens in space, and they put things up your bum, but they don't do it.
Tell you what, when you die in space, you really die in space.
I've seen places with no atmosphere.
Yeah, but this place takes the biscuits.
They say in space no one can hear you eat ice cream.
But could hear them eat the Milky Way.
Oh!
It's really good with confectionery because most of them are planet-based, aren't they?
Yeah.
I was just out there with Martin Jarvis. He bent over and I could see Uranus.
See right up his anus.
See his bumhole. Oh, sorry, Uranus,
sorry.
Huxley Pig.
the doctor and Brigadier go, well, there's only one thing for it. We'd have to blow up the tube.
We'll have to blow it all up.
Yeah.
Doctor, any excuse to get some dynamite.
Also, what made me laugh is when they're packing for the mission, obviously they're getting the bombs and the bag and everything, and the doctor's handed like a big ream of rope, and I'm like, what the fuck do you need that for? Is he going to lasso a brontosaurus?
Probably ride it down. I'm sure you at some point would have said to the people, and then, of course, there's the doctor riding the brontosaurus. Like, no, how can we do that? We can't do that.
So the minister talks to Sarah Jane and Mark, and he says, now listen. This is the plan. Exactly what I'm going to do. But Adam's listening.
Yeah, he overhears. He's one of the head elders
who
then starts to question.
But he says we're going to have the new clean earth, and Adam's listening. So the Doctor and Brig rig their bombs. And then a triceratops appears.
Yeah.
And the Brig holds it back with a flare.
With a flare.
Yeah.
And I think that looks great.
Yeah.
It's kind of going, hurry up, will you, Doctor? I'm like, holding it back.
Also, something happens in Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
With the T-Rex.
Yeah. The Brig messages for reinforcements, but Finch has got a gun to Benton's head.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
And where am I? Mm. Oh, yeah. So the doctor then knocks out Martin Jarvis.
Yeah. I think he hides him in the balls. It looks like I think he goes for the midriff, but it looks a bit like he's hide him in the nuts.
That's the worst place to get Martin Jarvis. Probably still sore from the night before.
Yeah, first thing Martin Jarvis says is, not the best.
So then Adam and his cult break out of the spaceship.
Yay!
Yeah, and confront Whittaker.
Yeah, and they demand the experiment be stopped as they've been cheated. And that guy's like, I showed my bloody
house. I showed my house.
I showed my fucking house.
I shot my wife.
I had a pool at the back with four fucking koi carp in it worth 200 quid. And I sold that for a tenner.
So the Brig and the doctor arrive.
Mm. Yeah.
No, sorry. Again, I've lost where I am on my notes. This isn't very professional.
Basically, everyone arrives now.
Yeah, the Brig and
everyone's
arrive.
Together.
Mm-hmm. Whittaker starts the machine.
No!
But luckily, the doctor manages to kind of gurn in slow motion.
This is beautiful.
So good.
Turns it off.
Thank goodness.
But he turns it off and then reverses the polarity.
Yeah.
Shouts, what happens? He's reversed the polarity.
Let's actually say it as well.
Yeah.
My God, he's actually reversed the polarity.
So the Whittaker and the minister disappear.
I know.
Yeah.
And they go, where have they gone? And he goes, back then.
He goes back to the Golden Age.
I hope they like it. Which means they've just arrived, like, it's literally in front of a Stegosaurus and a Brontosaurus and a Triceratops.
Khalid in Time Flight.
The doctor explains that when the switch was pulled, he wasn't affected because he's a Time Lord. And he says it's not the oil and the filth and the poisonous chemicals that are a real cause of pollution, Brigadier. It's simply greed.
Mankind.
Love it.
Man cruel.
Yates is being given an extended sick leave and chance to resign quietly.
Yes.
It's the best I could do.
Yeah, that's kind of cool, isn't it? They're like, look, well, this is a terrible thing you've done, but everything else you've done up until this point has been wonderful. You've been so good, Mike. We're going to give you an honourable discharge, kind of.
And Sarah says, well, after all this, I don't want any more adventures. And he goes, that's a shame. I was thinking of going to Florana.
Yeah, with the milky seas.
And she's like, and she covers her ears, doesn't she? Because she's like, don't tempt me, Doctor.
And she's like, I'm not listening. Yeah. And he's like, and there's blokes there with massive fucking dicks.
Suddenly the TARDIS door slams and she's gone. And she's left him.
He's like, that was for me. And that's the end. And God. How beautiful.
Oh,
that lovely little bit between them is so sweet.
It's wonderful, isn't it?
So sweet.
I think it's time we score them, but this time I'm gonna go last.
Okay. What should we score them out of?
Ooh, 100.
Pools of urine.
100 streaks of urine heading towards the doctor's mouth.
Yes, okay. Fair right. enough.
So Tom, you go first, because you went first.
Yes. Mm. I love this. Mm. I think... Sure, I mean, it's the special effects, whatever. It's the story's amazing. It's one of the best casts that the classic Doctor's ever had.
Yeah.
I might have mentioned, I really like Martin Jarvis. I think he's a class act through and through.
Absolutely.
It's so watchable. And I think it was ages. It's one of the last classic Who's I ever saw, because I think it wasn't that well regarded.
Mm.
And it came out really late on VHS.
Didn't it have an episode missing or something?
Yeah, I think it's in black and white. When they did find it, it's in black and white. So it's kind of...
Oh, yeah, the festival's all done in chrome, isn't it?
Yeah.
I love it.
I absolutely love it.
I think it's one of my favourite seasons. I really love Pertwee and Sarah Jane. I think they're a great team. Pertwee's having, like, so much fun. Mm. And it's really... I'm sorry, guys. Mm. I'm going to give it 100 pools of urine.
100 pools of urine?
The hell.
It's just great fun.
Yeah.
It's really fun. And it does my favourite thing where after two episodes it goes, and now we're going somewhere completely unexpected.
Mm. Yeah.
And because I just think, oh, now we're in space. How amazing. And then they pull it again and go, no, it's all been a big trick.
Yeah.
And I just go, that's the kind of fucking writing I want in a six-parter.
Yeah.
And as we said, everyone's great in it. No one's shit in this.
Yeah.
I don't give a monkeys that the dinosaurs don't look good, because the ideas, they're crackling. And so many Doctor Who's, the idea is one note. Like, we do this because we've been told. And you have to spend fucking 8 episodes finding out that it was balls.
Yeah.
This is not that. It's got good writing. Pertwee's brilliant. It's fucking Sarah Jane every time. What a revelation. What an amazing companion she is.
Yeah.
She holds her own. She also feels threatened, and she also feels weak and scared, and then she pulls herself together and just gets on with it. It's really sweet. It's just brilliant fun. I will give it... 85 streaks of piss heading towards the doctor's open mouth.
85.
It's a John Rain.
John Rain, thoughts.
As usual, I'll echo what you both said. It's simultaneously the best of Doctor Who, but also what people perceive as the worst of Doctor Who because of the effects. But I think that adds to the charm.
Yeah.
And it just makes it even more extraordinary because it's so well written. And like you say, it just goes down all these avenues. It's just got wonderful performance all the way around.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to give it 100,000.
100,000.
What? Hang on, what?
100,000.
Hang on. 100,000.
100,000.
So it's 100,185.
Hang on. You went apeshit when I gave times 100.
Yeah.
Which is the currency within 100,000.
Are you saying that these ratings don't mean anything?
I'm saying they don't mean anything.
Are you saying that this story is 100,000 times better
than like City of Death?
City of Death.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or my favorite.
Brain of Morbius. Or...
Yes, it's my favorite Doctor Who story by a million miles.
There you go. 100,185 pulls of urine.
Absolutely
out of 100.
Yeah.
100,000. Okay. Well, do we have any final comments from our wonderful? Wheezing and groaning listeners.
We do. Okay.
100,000. That's never going to get beaten unless one of us just goes 200,000 for the bum egg.
Well, we are going to do Terminus soon, so.
Yeah.
Ian Cann says, dinosaur models that would have embarrassed Blue Peter and a villain crying out to be played by Terry Thomas. Top larks otherwise, but as with all Pertwee six-parters, it could have been edited down to 4. Nope. I'd have 8.
Yeah?
Yeah. Rob Core says,
800,000?
800,000.
800,000 episodes?
I'm going to do my score now. Rob Corse says, ah, yes, Phil Tippett's origin story.
Mm.
Jonathan Roberts says, it has all the makings of a classic. Unit, twists, betrayal, Sarah Jane's solo detective show.
Yeah.
Mike Yates' space Brexit. Mm. If only the dinosaurs didn't look so crap. Did someone forget to make the models until the night before, or was all the budget go on the Whomobile? Well, that came out of John's pockets.
Yeah, he made that himself.
And also, you have seen other episodes of Doctor Who, everyone.
Yeah.
Before 1974 and after.
Yeah. Clive and Let Die says, Retreat of the Mammoths, as Paul Darrow.
Oh, very good.
It's a cracking...
Retreat of the Mammoths.
It's a cracking, or should that be... clacking
oh, nice.
Story from Malcolm Hulk. You were right.
Yay.
Malcolm Hulk, sad. The Doctor and Sarah Jane in a deserted London with dinosaurs inexplicably appearing. What's not to like?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a Poundland Jurassic Park that obviously inspired Joseph Fritzl to keep people locked up underground. I kept expecting everyone to stick cheese in their ears when Madame Edith started singing. Great to see John Bennett as General Finch a few years before he goes all racist in Talons. 70 Peter Miles comb-overs out of 100.
Oh, that's nice.
Nice.
I'm sorry, it was pools of urine.
Yeah.
Towards an open mouth.
Al Knapp says, so much better in my mind from reading the Target novelisation before I saw it. I had quite a good watching old TV and accepting the effects head, but a six-year-old with some Play-Doh would have done better. Fun and bonkers, though. 60 Yates Wine Eco Lodges.
Oh! Yeah. I didn't even know that was
very good.
The one and only Jay Henry says, wonderfully naff, a terrible model of a T-Rex breaking through a brick wall and the bricks just swinging in large clusters is exactly what I want from Doctor Who.
Mm.
Pertwee's suit is delightful.
Yes.
Top-tier Brig disdain towards the Doctor. 68 out of 100 Keith Chegwin's dinner plates or whatever other asinine you've trailed off into this time.
No! Excuse me, they are pools of urine.
How very day. They are pools of urine heading towards the Doctor's open mouth.
Yes. Anyone could have got it. It was all there for you to get.
Yeah.
If you,
listen,
so...
we could have said 100 dinosaurs. No. 100 trails of hot, steaming urine trailing down a slight gradient towards John Pertwee's hot, warm, open mouth.
With a look of terror on his face.
Yeah.
Mugging terror of Pertwee.
That's how it's been scored.
Slightly sort of almost tickling against his lip. Pippa Musgrave says, I didn't know that double denim was standard uniform in space. But say, excellent pantsuit she's
yeah,
got.
Yeah, very
the
good.
Denim flight suit thing.
Looking great.
Tyra Mann says, they'd have been better off having the dinosaurs more invisible due to the timey dilation shenanigans than what they actually ended up with. Truly a time when imagination versus reality would have won out. But then with the budget less than a fiver, they did their best.
Yeah.
Watchers 963 says, the one with the Chewit dinosaur, it would have been a great four-parter. Sadly, at six episodes, it drags in the second half. It doesn't. But it does feature Sergeant Benton twatting a general and gives Richard Franklin a chance to shine. 40 out of 100 chroma dots.
So I'm really sorry.
It's urine.
Hot streaks of urine going down a slight gradient towards the Doctor's hot, open, wet mouth. It's getting erotic now.
It is. Yeah.
50 Shades of Yellow. Darren McKay says, it's an absolute cracker of a story which deserves to be held in a much higher regard.
Yes.
Tense, and with Mike's portrayal genuinely shocking. Yes.
Yes.
Ah, fuck those dinosaurs, though. It's like watching my toddler playing fights with her toys at times. Grr, ah. Ben Cowdell says, Malcolm Hulk's last hurrah. Damned by the Radio Times, Bert's Jazz Mag equivalent, giving away the surprise of dinosaurs in part one. His preferred title of Time Scoop.
Ooh.
Yes,
would have had
right,
a lesser
yeah.
impact. I'm just going to clear up all the dino mess with the Time Scoop, dear. 75 out of 100 clacks. Grant, adore the story. The batshit crazy twist of the spaceship is mental, but I love it.
Yeah.
Ropey dinosaurs just add to its charm. Correct.
Exactly.
Correct.
Thank you, finally.
Phil Scary says, clack. When I saw on the transmission the idea of the people in pretend spaceship made a deep impression on my young mind, I still have a lot of affection for the idea.
Yeah.
Peter Sharple says, good story minus the bendy toys. Sarah does some good investigative journalism stuff here. Nice Yates twist.
Cool.
Imagine if someone went 100 bits going towards your Pertwee's mouth. I'd be like,
we
what?
Just suddenly went, what?
Mark Joe. Oh, sorry, Peter. I've done that one. No, Peter Sharple says, good story minus the bendy toys. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I did that one. Sorry. Mm. Mark Jones says, just stop oil and list the Chewitz monster and his pals. Doctor's crime photo, narc fight, Hoomobile, and stupidly giant torch, all fun. But empty London is eerie, and Yates and Benton get great moments. Sarah, yes, better used here than much of Series 11. 75 double denim spacemen out of 100. I'm sorry.
Let me go through it for you one more time. Yeah. It is hot, steaming, fresh, post-penis dripped urine sliding delicately down a small gradient towards the doctor's hot, wet, open mouth as he lays under a bench, pleasuring himself.
You've overshot.
Trevor Miles says the special effects were dreadful. Well, you're dreadful, Trevor. How about that? Ed Jefferson says, I like the baby one that says, not the mama. Mark Heavingham, USA, says, this is a highly underrated tale let down by shonky FX work. The blonde characters are great. Far and away, the favourite Series 11 tale. Pert is on great form and Sarah has loads to do. Mm. The interaction between the brig and the general is also worth a look. 90 Stegathor... Rue Stegathorus. Oh, I get Pertwee.
Oh, yeah.
Stegathorus.
Yeah.
And finally, Brendan Quinn says, you stupid woman. Can you not tell that this poor girl has become so disillusioned by life on Earth that she joined a secret organization to start again on a new planet, only to find the whole mission was a fake and Yates has betrayed us? Of course she needs comforting. Thank you very much, as usual, for your correspondence. I think these three might be the most tangents we've ever had.
Barely ever. Related.
I think there's a bit in episode two, your previous episode, where we just had a chat about random stuff. But people want us to skip that. Well, I think
what people actually, like, I'm not sure what people want from this podcast because they get angry when we mess around with our very loose scoring system.
Well, I'd say it's not loose this week.
No, it's very accurate. What they want is a thorough appraisal of the story, followed by an exact, to the decimal point, ranking of where we put it. But that is not what you got this week. You got gushing praise, some tangents.
Unbridled honesty.
Yeah. Yeah.
And God damn it, that rule book went flying.
Yeah.
Rule books are for losers.
Don't think it's coming back either. I think there'll be someone will rank a story Acorn next week, and you'll have to deal with it.
We should also mention that the episode you're listening to right now is the 99th episode. So we'll hopefully do something fun for our 100th.
Yes.
If not, we'll just talk about it when we're doing it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. My name's John Rain. Thank you. Goodbye.
Tom Nina, thank you. Goodbye.
This is Politrude saying, God damn it, I love you.
Keep wheezing and a groaning, everyone.
All the best. Wheezing, groaning.
Tame of the Pirate King tune. I am the very model of a modern major general. I've information vegetable, animal, and mineral. I know the kings of England, and I quote the fight's historical from Marathon to Waterloo in order categorical. I'm very well acquainted too with matters mathematical. I understand equations both for simple and quadratical. About binomial theorem, I'm teeming with a lot of news. Lot of news. Got it. With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse.
With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse. With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse. With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse.
I'm very good at integral and differential calculus. I know the scientific names of beings and animalculus. In short, it matters vegetable, animal, and mineral. I am the very model of a modern major general.
In short, it matters vegetable, animal, and mineral. He is the very model of a modern major general.
In fact, when I know what is meant by mamelon and ravelin, when I can tell at sight a Mauser rifled from a javelin, when such affairs as sorties and surprises I'm more wary at, and when I know precisely what is meant by commissariat, when I have learned what progress has been made in modern gunnery, when I know more of tactics than a novice in a nannery, in short, when I've a smattering of elemental strategy,
strategy. Oh, my word, that's a hard one, isn't it? Wait a minute. Got it. You'll say a better Major General is never strategy.
Say a better Major General is never strategy. Say a better Major General is never strategy. Say a better Major General is never strategy.
For my military knowledge, though I'm clucky and adventury, has only been brought down to the beginning of the century, but still in matters vegetable, animal, and mineral, I am the very model of a modern Major General.